You're listening to Swimming World Radio with your host, Brent Rutemeller. Today, I'm talking with Kate Ziegler, American record holder in the 500, 1,000, and most recently the 1650-yard freestyle events, along with her coach, Ray Benecki. Thanks, Kate and Coach Benecki, for taking the time to talk with us today.
Sure.
You're welcome.
Let me start with Kate by congratulating you on setting the American record in the 1650 this past weekend, Kate.
Thank you.
You know, Kate, the 1650 was Janet Evans' last American record in the yard events. You took down the 1,000-yard record a year ago this month and then the 500-yard record this past spring. How important was it for you to put your name on that 1650?
Well, it had been a goal of mine for a long time after missing it by just a little over a second about a year and a half ago. So for a long time, that had been a goal that I'd wanted to achieve, and so I was looking forward to this weekend as one opportunity for me to try to take it down.
Yeah, you mentioned it was March of 2005 where you did a 15:40.89, just missing it by just a little over a second, and then you made another run at it a year ago, and you came about 2 seconds short. So what was going through your mind when you stepped up on the block?
Basically the same thing that always goes through my mind when I get up on the blocks. I mean, I just wanted to go out there, try to go for a best time, try to do the very best I can. And I had all my teammates on the side of the pool cheering for me, so it was a very exciting swim, and I just went out there to do my best.
Let's turn to Coach Ray Benecki, head coach of the Fish Swim Club in Virginia and the coach for Kate since, I guess, she was 12 years of age. Coach, did you have Kate shave and taper for this meet?
We did our customary winter taper for this meet. This is a big meet in December for us, kind of like halfway in the season, and it's a chance to go through our taper and test it for the springtime. So we did our normal taper. She started on Friday about 6 days ago, and that's all that we did for it.
So this is so you're pleased with the taper, obviously.
Yes, it came around really well. There were some concerns in the beginning because there's a lot of stress going on with final exams and school and all that stuff. But it turned out really well.
Now, Coach, looking at the split comparison with Kate's race this past weekend and Janet Evans' race back 16 years ago. It looks like they were both were averaging about mid-55s per 100. However, Kate came roaring out with a 149.89 on her first 200 to Janet's 152 before they both settled on the pace. That's just incredible takeout. I mean, what was your plan there, Kate, or Coach?
Well, I mean, I always have gone with my swims as I like to take them out as fast as possible and just try to set up a fast pace in the beginning and see what I can hold on to. And actually, compared to when I went that 15:40, I took it out slightly slower, so I guess it was almost a conservative swim for myself. But, yeah, I just like to take my races out fast and try to get any lead I can on the field early on.
Kate, were you racing Janet Evans' record there? I mean, if you were, I mean, could you see the swimming ghost of Janet Evans over your shoulder going into each turn?
You know, I never try to focus on what records I'm trying to break or anything like that. I really try to just race myself and race the clock. And I had set out a goal for myself, and certainly in the back of my mind, I wanted to go under that 15:39 record. But for me, it's more just whatever I set up for myself and not necessarily what Janet Evans did or what anyone else has done. It's more just the best I can do and what I can do at that time.
We were more concerned with how she was doing compared to the 15:40 that she swam the previous time, trying to be ahead of that pace. So we weren't really focusing on what Janet's splits were as much as what Kate's splits were from a year and a half ago.
And Coach, you certainly knew she was on record pace.
I was a little worried because at the 1,000 mark, she was a couple seconds behind. But we also knew that she had faded a little bit on the last 300 or 400, the last time she had swum it. And since that time, she had shown a real tenacity in being able to come back incredibly fast. If you look at the last two or three splits.
So on your race strategy, the pace strategy that you set forth, you felt that she stuck to the plan?
Yeah, she stuck pretty much to it. I was hoping that the taper might show a little bit more easy speed going out, and she had me a little worried because she was actually slower, but the extra training that she's been doing really showed up at the end.
Kate, how did you feel in that first 200?
To tell you the truth, the race didn't really feel too good from the start. Sometimes you just have those magical races, it seems, where everything's clicking and you feel like you can keep going for miles. But that race was not quite so easy. And so, you know, when I dove in and wasn't feeling that great, I just kind of tried to find a rhythm and keep on going.
Surely this adds to your confidence when you take down Legends records in the yard events. Now, as I'm sure you know, Janet Evans still owns all three American records in the 400, 800, and 1500 meter swims.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those records, the 800 and the 1500, are still world records.
Right.
So let's just talk about that for a few minutes. Kate, if you had a favorite distance meter race, which would it be?
I'd probably say the 400 is my favorite race. It's short enough that it's a sprint, but long enough that, you know, I'm still competitive in it. So I really like the 400.
Well, having said that, you're only 1.9 seconds away from Janet Evans' record in the 400. Is this the event that you really want to concentrate on?
No, because, you know, I am trying to kind of broaden my agenda of what I'm swimming, and I'd love to get down to the 200 on a relay and stuff. But then again, the 800 and 1500 are kind of what I started with, and so I definitely focus on those. So it's not a matter of I'm only focusing on one event. I'm just kind of trying to get everything pretty strong and just do the best I can in all my events.
Well, you're seeing success in the distance races, and obviously you've probably been watching Laura Manadou. When you heard she broke the world record in the 400 short course meter swim this past weekend, what was your first reaction?
It doesn't really surprise me. I mean, she had such an awesome summer, bringing down that 400 record long course. And so I know she's a tough competitor, great swimmer, and so it doesn't surprise me that she's swimming well in those events.
Well, Coach Ray, did you have a chance to look at Manadou's splits?
Yes, I did. Gennadius from USA Swimming was kind enough to send them to me before I even saw them on the internet, and they were pretty impressive.
Coach, from a purely coaching point of view, did you feel it was important for the maturation of Kate to own the yard records, the American records, before really settling in and concentrate on the more of the Olympic events and the meter races?
I didn't look on it that way at all. I looked on it more as if she's going to be getting to where she wants to get, and if she's going to improve and become the swimmer that she wants to be, these are going to happen along the way. And they certainly have been. These are nice accolades and accomplishments that she's done, but we don't want to get set on, okay, we established a record now. Now what's left? What do we have to accomplish? We're trying to move on and go from there.
Well, surely it adds confidence to, you know, the whole migration, so to speak.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And if it's going to help her be the ambassador for distance swimming or draw more attention to distance swimming, then that's a very valuable accomplishment to have.
Coach, do you think the short course venue plays better in the hands of Kate, being of taller stature? Kate's 5'11", with all the turns involved, than it does on the meter course?
I didn't used to think that. I thought she was a much better long course swimmer, but then she's made so much improvement on her turns that now she might be a better short course swimmer. I'm not absolutely sold on that. I think she's getting to be quite good at whatever the course is.
And, you know, Janet's finest race of all time is probably that 800 where she still owns the world record in a time of 8:16:22, set 17 years ago. Kate, you know, you're close in the 400, but when you look at the 800 and the 1500, you're 8 seconds off that pace right now. What's the plan to make up that difference?
I feel like I wasn't quite 100% this summer. I took huge strides in my 400 to get down to 405, and my 1500 I felt was really strong going 15:55. But I felt like my 800 wasn't quite where it should be according to my other two swims. So I think I can drop a lot of time in that. But again, like I said, I think there are lots of small things that I can improve on, you know, keep improving my turns, my endurance, my speed. And I don't know, I guess just keep working hard, and that's what's going to get me to continue improving.
Coach, did you have anything to add to that?
No, I agree with her 100%. The 800 is, we thought that she probably could have gone a little bit faster at Penn Pax, but for whatever reason, end of the meet, 1500 was the first event of the meet, and it was so amazingly incredible that it was a very hard swim to get beyond, I think, emotionally. And physically, it took a lot out of Kate.
Do you have a particular strategy when you're doing the distance events, as far as when you bring your legs into the race? You know, when you're going to pick up the tempo. Is there anything special that you've evolved with over the period of time?
Well, I think that what I basically usually do is I usually just try to go out as fast as I can, but. As I continue to improve, we're looking for new ways always to, you know, whether it's using my legs more, because I do have a strong kick once I can put it in, but I can't always hold it for a really long time. So we're trying to improve my leg strength and, you know, being able to make moves, like you said. But right now I just kind of am sticking with my usual, just go out strong and hold on.
So would it be safe to say that, you know, Kate, You want that lead as soon as possible, and then you're out there just racing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've always stuck with and has brought me the success I've had so far. But I think that as I continue to improve and to grow stronger and better in both, you know, mentally, physically, and everything in the pool, that then we'll try, you know, new strategies, new ways of, you know, bringing it back stronger, making moves or whatever, just to see what works best.
Kate, some people say that your recent race at Pan Pax with Haley was just an incredible race to watch. How fun was that?
Yeah, I don't know if I would qualify as a fun race.
Yeah, it wasn't fun for me to watch either.
No, it was an awesome race, and Haley is such a stud. She's so tough, you know. At training camp, we train together in our lanes next to each other, and she works so hard, and so I knew going into that race it was going to be brutal and tough, and just who had more heart and who came out on top. But it was, I know I would not have swum that fast had Haley not been pushing me lap for lap, and it was an awesome race. Not so fun while we were doing it, but it was a great race.
Well, Ray, you probably can go back to the Muhammad Ali and Frazier fights. I mean, you know, round two, where's the rematch? What's going to keep happening? Because it just seems like a fun rivalry to watch.
Yes, it is. And I think as Kate matures and gets a little bit older and stronger, she's going to be really changing her strategy a lot. For instance, she comes back really hard on some of her races. If you look at the splits and you looked at the 400 free, at Irvine for senior nationals, she had an incredible last 50 to pull that race out. So I think it's going to be really interesting in the upcoming years to see Kate sometimes be leading in the beginning and sometimes coming back really strong at the end. I'd just like to mention that Kate's 1650 is getting a lot of the attention from the meet, but I was equally impressed, and a lot of my voice loss, I'm so hoarse because her 100 freestyle was just, I thought, just as an exciting and a major accomplishment as her 1650 was, because Kate went under 50 seconds for the first time in the 100 freestyle, which means that she's going to be taking a lot of speed into her distance events.
So, Kate, do we see you going out in the 1650 under 50 seconds?
Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
That might be a few years away.
Well, we wish you luck and congratulations on all of your success. We'll be watching you as you move closer to the record books. Thanks for joining us today on Swimming World Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, this is Brent Rudimello, your host for Swimming World Radio, reporting on swimming from around the world. Until next time. Well, hey, guys.